And so our friends continued their journey and followed the stars that led them. Somehow, the wise men knew that they had to follow the star and search for this mysterious king. But what they didn't know was that this was no ordinary king.
There you are, Belshazzar. I've been looking at the star charts, and the star seems to be leading us through Jerusalem.
As we thought.
I've heard of the king in that region. They call him Herod the Great.
Yes, I thought we might pay our respects to him. King Herod is supposed to be quite powerful and could possibly help direct us to this new king.
Wonderful idea, Melchior. I'd love to meet him.
Herod the Great had established himself as king, being backed by Rome, by military conquest of his own people. The people resented his rule, so Herod was constantly worried with real or imagined rivals to his throne.
And we could work up a new performance, a type of kingly processional. How much longer till we arrive?
Let's just say, long enough for you all to switch instruments, learn them, and learn to competitively tap dance.
I see that you're joking, but that just means that there's all the more time to perfect our craft. And I like the tap dancing idea.
I was just joking.
Way to think big. Meanwhile, we'll just keep playing in the local villages we pass through.
Perhaps by then, this little one could join the band and play his drum.
But then, who would hold our sign? Leave it to the professionals, little dude. We leave in 5!
Sorry, kid. When we finally reach our destination, would you like to help us present our gifts to the new king?
Sure, although I have to make sure I can still hold this sign. It's my one job.
What about your drum?